From sense to soul, my pathway lies before me. From mist and shadow into truth's clear day. The dawn of all things real is breaking o'er me. My heart is singing, I have found the way.
I'd like to warmly welcome you to this Wednesday gathering, a live teleconferenced prayer and gratitude meeting hosted by the Foundation for Prayerful Living and open to all. To hear previous healing messages, click on the link labeled Wednesday Gathering Audio Archive on the prayerfulgathering.com webpage. I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible and correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health, by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. The Bible, Psalms. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou compassed my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that I know right well. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great are the sum of them. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever, which exceedeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseneth the prisoners. The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord raiseth them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord preserveth the strangers. He relieveth the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked he turneth upside down. The Lord shall reign forever, even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord. Malachi. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. He shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Bring ye tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, and saith the Lord of hosts, if I will open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And all nations shall call you blessed. Unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet, and he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers. Matthew. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There ye shall see him. Then the 11 disciples, when they saw him, they worshipped him. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always. And Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Earth, a sphere, a type of eternity and immortality, which are likewise without beginning or end. To spiritual sense, it is a compound idea. Elias, Christian Science. Holy Ghost, divine science, the development of eternal life, truth, and love. God created all through mind and made all perfect and eternal. Befogged in error, the error of believing that matter can be intelligent for good or evil, we catch clear glimpses of God only as the mist disappear, or as they melt into such thinness that we perceive the divine image in some word or deed which indicates the true idea, the supremacy and reality of good, the nothingness and unreality of evil. Man, governed by his Maker, having no other mind, planted on the evangelist statement that all things were made by him, the Word, and without him was not anything made that was made, can triumph over sin, sickness, and death. Scripture informs us that with God all things are possible. all good is possible to spirit. In our age, Christianity is again demonstrating the power of divine principle, as it did over 1900 years ago, by healing the sick and triumphing over death. Jesus never taught that drugs, food, air, or exercise could make a man healthy or that they could destroy human life. Nor did he illustrate these errors by his practice. He referred man's harmony to mind, not to matter, and never tried to make of non-effect the sentence of God, which sealed God's condemnation of sin, sickness, and death. In the sanctuary of truth are voices of solemn import, but we heed them not. It is only when the so-called pleasures and pains of sense pass away in our lives that we find unquestionable signs of the burial of error and the resurrection to spiritual life. Every day makes its demand upon us for higher proofs rather than professions of Christian power. These proofs consist solely in the destruction of sin, sickness, and death by the power of spirit, as Jesus destroyed them. This is an element of progress, and progress is the law of God, whose law demands of us only what we can certainly fulfill. In the midst of imperfection, perfection is seen and acknowledged only by degrees. The ages must slowly work up to perfection. Already the shadow of his right hand rests upon the hour. Ye can discern the face of the sky, the sign material. How much more should we discern the signs mental, encompass the destruction of sin and sickness by overcoming the thoughts which produce them, and by understanding the spiritual idea which corrects and destroys them. To reveal this truth was our Master's mission to all mankind, including the hearts which rejected him. The utterance of truth is designed to rebuke and destroy error. To those leaning on the sustaining infinite, today is big with blessings. In divine science, where prayers are mental, all may avail themselves of God as a very present help in trouble. Love is impartial and universal in its adaptation and bestowals. It is the open fount which cries, "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters." The highest prayer is not one of faith merely, it is demonstration. Such prayer heals sickness and must destroy sin and death. It distinguishes between truth that is sinless and the falsity of sinful sense. Our Master said, "After this manner therefore pray ye." And then he gave that prayer which covers all human needs. Only as we rise above all material sensuousness and sin can we reach the heaven-born aspiration and spiritual consciousness which is indicated in the Lord's Prayer and which instantaneously heals the sick. Here, let me give what I understand to be the spiritual sense of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, Mother God, all harmonious, adorable One, Thy kingdom is come, Thou art ever present. Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme. Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections, and love is reflected in love. And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death. For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all.